doing it today. Just the main one. And we won't be reading the translation also. We just recite the verses and then
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We will all recite together. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते कुन्ती उवाच नमस्ते पुरुषं वाद्यम् ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानाम् अन्तर्बहिरवस्थितं मायाजमयाच्छन्नम् अज्ञादोषजमव्ययम् न लक्ष्यसे मूढदृशा त्यधरो यथा तथा परमहंसानां मुनीनामलात्मनां भक्तियोगाविज्ञानार्थं कथं पश्येम हि स्त्रियः कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपाकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्ग्रये यथा ऋषिकेश हलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धाति चिरं सुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो गयेवनाथेन मुहुर्विपद्मनात् विशान्महात्मे पुरुषाददर्शनात् असत्सभाया वनवासकृच्छ्रितः मृदे मृदेनेकमहारथाश्रतो द्रौण्यास्ततश्चास्म हरेभिरक्षितः विपदः सन्तु ताश्वत् तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यस्य तव दर्शनं जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिः देहमानामधः पुमान् नैवार्थमिति त्वामकिञ्चन गोचरं नमो किञ्चन वित्ताय निवृत्त गुणवृत्तये आत्मरामाय शान्ताय कैवल्यपतये नमः मन्ये त्वां कालमीशानम् अनादिनिधनं विभुं समं चरन्तं सर्वत्र भूतानां यन्विता कलिः न वेद कश्चित् भगवांश्चिकीर्षितम् तवेहमानस्य नृणां विडम्बनम् न यस्य कश्चिदयितोऽस्ति कर्हि चेत् द्वेषश्च यस्मिन् विषमामतिर्नृणां जन्म कर्म च विश्वात्मन् अजस्य कर्तुरात्मनः तिर्यन्त्रशिषु यादहशु तद्यत्यन्त विडम्बनम् हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర యశోద నందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోద నందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరావన చారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర జయ గోపీ జన వల్లభ గిరివర యశోదానందన ప్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన ప్రజ జన రంజన యమున తీరావన చారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి జై శ్రీ జగన్నాథ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రాయ కీ జై శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌర నితాయ కీ జై శ్రీ నృపతి కీ జై శ్రీ నగురుదేవ కీ అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవృంద కీ కార్తీక్ మాస్ కీ వృందావన్ భూమి ధామ కీ జై శ్రీ శ్రీ యశోద దామోదర్ జీ కీ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమ So Hare Krishna to everyone. Very nice to see everyone. So this is the Sengkang program, right, Prabhu? In a different form, but it is the Sengkang program. Because when I was flying in, I wasn't sure whether this was a Damodar program or a Sengkang program or a congregation program. I was a bit unsure. So that's why I just prepared something on Damodar Leela, because I was thinking first that it was a Damodar program. Then it struck me that actually it doesn't matter, because whether it's Damodar program or Sengkang program or whatever program, just the fact that we can get together as devotees and hear something on Krishna is very important. So we welcome everyone today to the program. This is Kartik Mass, and I'm sure we have already started. Prabhu, I think the feedback, there's an echo thing that you can... No, it's here. Yeah. You just see, there's an echo.
Yeah. You can bring the echo down.
So, we have already started the Damodar program, and I think many programs have already commenced. So, many of us would have already heard Damodar Leela. But the beauty of Krishna consciousness is that it doesn't matter how many times we hear it. Because the more we hear about Krishna, the more pleasurable it actually becomes. In fact, for spiritual life, repetition is considered very important. We don't have to invent anything in spiritual life. This is a very important point. In material world, you find that the tendency for us to reinvent or to find something new is always needed. And the reason for that is because the material senses cannot be satisfied with something. The nature of the senses is we must find something new. So the problem is, when we come to spiritual life, if we are not clear that we are not using our material senses, then what will happen is we will have the same mentality in spiritual life also. And then Srila Prabhupada used to tell his disciples that we should not be so restless. Very often he would tell his disciples, why are you all so restless? Restless means that the mind is not restful. And actually, to become restful, the mind has to be on the basis of hearing about the holy name and hearing the activities of Krishna. So actually, all sastras tell us that when a devotee hears about Krishna, that is the only opportunity for him or her to become peaceful. There is no other way in this world in which we can actually become peaceful except by hearing and executing devotional service. This we must become clear. But if we are restless in the devotional service also, then, as Prabhupada said, that is not good. Because it means then that we are not accepting what sastras are telling us. And what sastras are telling us is that when we come to Krishna consciousness, we should become fully satisfied. And the reason why we are not fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness is because we are not actually performing quality devotional service. So what happens is that we are performing devotional service which has motive, where we want something from it. But devotional service should be without motive. Without motive means our motive for doing devotional service is only to please Krishna. And once Krishna is pleased, then all the devotees become pleased. So this is a very important point we must remember. We must know why we stand before the deities. We must know why we are doing the Damodar Leela. If we understand why we are doing it, then we'll come to a point where our mind is not restless. Otherwise, when mind is restless, Bhagavatam tells us mind becomes agitated. When mind becomes agitated, then the mind begins to speculate. When the mind begins to speculate, it becomes further agitated. And with further agitation, it speculates further. And then there is no end to this. Half the problems we have in this material world, and even in our devotional service, is only because we are speculating. There is no reality in this spirit, in this material world. Everything that we think is real is always dual, dvandva. What is real for you is not real for me. What is important for you is not important for me. What brings joy for me brings sorrow for you. So how can we then put our faith in that which is so changeable? This is the thing that we must understand. So when we come to devotional service, we should be very clear that we are coming to please Krishna. And it doesn't matter, frankly speaking, how we feel.
our interest should always be subordinate to Krishna's interest. When our interest becomes subordinate to Krishna's interest, then Shastras tell us that Krishna becomes subordinate to the devotees. And this is exactly what happens in Damodar Leela. So this is a point that sometimes we miss in devotional service. Our interests must be subordinate to Krishna's interest. And if we don't know Krishna's interest, then it must become subordinate to our spiritual master's interest. Whatever interest that our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada want, that must become our interest. When we align ourselves with that interest, then you will find we are not restless. Then you will find we are not speculating. Then you will find that we are not perceiving. We are only performing devotional service. So Damodar Leela has to be understood on the basis of this spiritual principle. It is very important for us. In Krishna book, Prabhupada gives the Damodar Leela very beautifully. Actually, it's only a few pages long, and it's one chapter and then a second chapter. But if you read Prabhupada's way of writing Krishna Leela and this particular pastime, actually all clues to successful devotional service is actually given in the Leela. So that's a very nice point. So in Damodar Leela, one day Yashoda Mata was actually looking around in the morning, and she realized, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, that there were no maid servants to churn the butter into yogurt. And so what happened was the milk into butter into yogurt. So what happened was, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that Yashoda Mata decided that why wait for maid servants? The reason why we are churning all this butter and making it into butter, yogurt and everything else is actually to please Krishna. This is important point. So Yashoda Mata did not want to give this duty to anyone else. And this is an important point for us. In devotional service, we cannot delegate devotional service. We cannot authorize our children, now you chant 16 rounds for me, and that is, my quota is done, you know. Or we cannot tell someone, you read Bhagavatam and it's taken as I'm supposed to read. We can delegate every other service. In festivals, we delegate services. But the one service we cannot delegate is the devotional service. Actually, our sadhana we cannot delegate. So actually, Yashoda Mata took it as her sadhana to actually perform the service of churning. So even though she was the queen of the household, and don't forget, Nanda Maharaj is king, so she's actually queen. So actually, despite her exalted standing in Vrindavan Dham, she was always subordinate to the interest of her son, Krishna. This is the principle. So what did she do? You know, though she was very decorated nicely, because Damodar Leela actually happens on Diwali day. And you know, on Diwali day, we all dress very nicely. We don't want to exert ourselves too much on Diwali day because, you know, we don't want to perspire and everything. But Yashoda Mata did not think of that. For her, the important thing was that she wanted to please Krishna. So at that time, Shastras tell us Krishna was asleep. So she started churning. Churning was hard work, Prabhupada says. You know, because it takes time and it takes effort. It's a very natural form of exercise. So Prabhupada describes the glory of Mother Yashoda in how she was dressed so opulently, but how she utilized that opulence in remembrance of Krishna. Such a nice point. And as she was actually performing her churning, all the dress and everything that she wore very nicely started loosening. Why? Because of endeavor. So Prabhupada uses the word endeavor in Damodar Leela. Because endeavor is the starting point of Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavatam 285, the word endeavor is known as granatascha swachestitam. Granatastha chwa swachestitam. It means actually that one should endeavor. In other words, devotional service without endeavor is not devotional service. Devotional service implies that there must be some sacrifice. When you endeavor, you will sacrifice. You must give up something to gain something. This is again something that devotees must understand. In order to progress in devotional service, we have to give up that which is material and we have to take that which is spiritual. If you want to hold on to matter and expect spirit to grow at the same rate of matter, it is not going to happen. You must choose between either. You cannot have matter and spirit. That is cheating propensity. If you think you can remain material and have a little bit of spiritual insight here and there, then mind will continue to disturb you. So to the extent that we are spiritual, to the extent we are endeavoring to remember Krishna, to that extent Krishna remembers us. This is a very important point. So Mother Yashoda started churning and churning. But instead of churning and she was perspiring, her flowers were loosening, and it was a glorious picture, Prabhupada writes. But she was not upset because there was no one to do this work. No. In fact, she was very blissful. Why? Because Bhagavatam tells us, instead of being occupied with all kinds of material thinking, Yashoda Mata was occupied by remembering the activities of her beloved son Krishna. This is very important. This is why, this is the difference between a great devotee and a struggling devotee. A great devotee uses every moment in remembering Krishna. Sometimes when we are performing an activity, externally it appears as service, but the real service is in our heart. This is very important. If in our heart we are remembering Krishna as we perform that service becomes very pleasing to Krishna. If supposing we are not remembering Krishna, but we are just performing the service for external reasons, then externally it appears very nice. But we will leave the service and continue to feel restless in devotional service. Continue to feel unsatisfied in devotional service. Why? Because when we perform that devotional service, we were not remembering Krishna. This is very, very important point. Very important point. So Yashoda Mata was smiling. And you know, it is stated very nicely by Bilva Mangal Thakur, by Bhagavatam. Yashoda Mata was first and foremost a gopi. We must not forget. She was elderly gopi, of course, but she was gopi. So the gopi's mood was always to remember Krishna. Vikretu kama kila gopa kanya murari pada pida chitta vrittihi dadhyadikam mohavacha vocha govinda damo dharamata veti. This is the mood of the gopis. Wherever the gopis went, whatever activities they did, if they were supposed to sell the dairy products, for example, instead of calling people to buy the dairy products, the gopis of Vrindavan would chant Krishna's names. They would call, "Hey Madhava, hey Keshava." People thought they were mad. But doesn't matter. In this material world anyway, everyone thinks everybody is mad. Isn't it? So why not to be mad for Krishna? There's nothing wrong with that. You know? So the gopis were like that. And everywhere they went, they were always remembering Krishna. So remembrance of Krishna is very important. I think in Bhagavatam also, Kunti Mata says very nicely. It is, I think in, I forget the verse. No, the verse is there, but I forget which translation it. I know it is Kunti Mata's prayers, first canto, 8th chapter. Shravanti Gayanti, is it 21st verse? Maybe 21st verse. Shravanti Gayanti, Rananti Abhikshnashaha, Smaranti Nandanti, Tavehitam Janaha. Taeva pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. So here, Kunti Mata is actually giving the way. She's actually saying that all those who are always shrunavanti, those who are actually hearing, those who are glorifying, those who are remembering, or those who are taking pleasure from hearing others who are glorifying Krishna. So those who are doing all these activities, what happens to them? They very quickly, without wasting time, Krishna gives them the opportunity to see Him, to take darshan of Him. This is very important. Sometimes we think that we can only take darshan of Krishna with our eyes. But all Bhagavatam tells us, we actually take darshan of Krishna with our ears. This is an important point. Brahmaji in the 3rd canto, 9th chapter, 11th verse. He says very nicely, Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hritsaroja Asheshu tikshita pato nanunata pumsam Yad yad diyata urugaya vibhavayanti Tat tat vapu pranayashe sat anukrahaya. 3, 9, 11 of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the most important verse to understand Damodar Leela. Why? Because Brahmaji is singing to Krishna and he tells Krishna, "My Lord, the devotees can see you through hearing. They can see you through the ears. How? By the process of hearing about Krishna." Now, what was Yashoda Mata doing? Yashoda Mata was remembering Krishna as she was churning butter. But you know what she was remembering? She was remembering all the gopis who came to complain about Krishna and his activities of stealing butter to her. So actually what she was remembering was what she was hearing. This is the key. You cannot remember something until you hear about it, isn't it? By hearing, it becomes more powerful. Seeing it may go, but by hearing it becomes very powerful. So by hearing about all the activities of Krishna, very mischievous, all the complaints, she was remembering and she was relishing it. Relishing it. So that is why it is stated, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita. Paribhavita in Bhagavatam means 100% engaged. Prabhupada translates the word to word as Paribhavita, 100% engaged. In what? Paribhavita Hrit Saroja. Hrit means the heart. So the only way to remember Krishna is to remember him with our heart. If we cannot fix our heart in remembering Krishna, then whatever we do becomes mechanical. We just do it. Oh, today we have to come now. It's Saturday. Program has to go on. Or Sunday we have to go on. So we sit. But until the heart is in the class, until the heart is in the chanting, then whatever that we hear doesn't allow us to see. So that's why Brahmaji says this very nice point. The devotees can see you through the ears by bona fide hearing. And when that happens, their hearts become cleansed. This is the effect. Yashoda Mata became so qualified to serve Krishna because her heart became cleansed. And she could see Krishna even though he was sleeping. He was sleeping, but she could see him because she was hearing about him in her heart. And therefore, she could remember him. See how practical this verse is. By hearing, you remember. And if you remember and hear with your heart becomes cleansed. And once the heart becomes cleansed, Prabhupada translates the translation of 3.9.11, then Krishna, you take your seat there. In other words, Krishna takes his seat in the heart of the devotee who is hearing with his heart, and by doing so, he is remembering Krishna. And then Prabhupada translates 3.9.11, the mercy of Krishna is so nice that Krishna comes in whatever form that the devotee desires to worship him in. Yashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj always desired to worship Krishna in the form of their child. So Krishna became their child. And he played the perfect role as the child. In fact, he played more perfect the role as child than even we can if we desire the Lord as child. We may not be perfect parents, but Krishna is the perfect child. So this is the point. For Arjuna, Krishna was the perfect friend. But after the second chapter, 7th verse, Krishna becomes the perfect spiritual teacher. So whatever he takes, he's perfect. But why does he take it up? Based on the desire of the devotee whose heart is remembering Krishna through hearing and whose heart has become cleansed because Krishna has taken his seat in his heart. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. This is very important. And once the heart becomes cleansed, then whatever Krishna wants, actually, he becomes subordinate to the wants of the devotees. So Prabhupada writes in Krishna Leela that even though Krishna cannot be understood by anyone, he is Bhuyanti Kaveyopihi. I think Bhishma Dev in 1.9.16 of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says very nicely, Nahi asya karhichit rajan, puman veda viditsitam, yad vijignasaya yuktaha, Bhuyanti Kaveyopihi. He tells Yudhishthira Maharaj, no one can know the plan of Krishna. Everyone is bewildered by the plan of Krishna. And even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are still bewildered. They are still bewildered. So who can know Krishna's plans? Krishna is very powerful. And yet, he appeared as the child of Yashoda. So how much powerful must Yashoda Mata be? This is important. So Yashoda was remembering Krishna, but not in any way, but only with the heart. And because she remembered him so well and so affectionately, Bhagavatam tells us Krishna, who was sleeping, he immediately reciprocated. Because Yashoda Mata remembered Krishna so much that she wanted to see him. So he came out of his sleep and he came out and he pulled her. You know, he indicated, he pulled at her sari. And Prabhupada says by pulling at her sari, he indicated that actually he wanted to get milk from her. So actually this is the reciprocation of Krishna. In the same house, he is in the room, she is outside, but she remembers him with the heart and he immediately wakes up and he reciprocates with her. See how nice. The reciprocation is immediate. So actually for all of us also, Krishna's reciprocation is immediate. What stops Krishna's reciprocation is not Krishna, it's us. Because our heart is not in the devotional service. Or the heart is in it, but there is different motive. Or the heart is in material activities. So then we don't have peace. We don't remember Krishna. So we are bewildered. So this is the difference. So then Yashoda Mata saw that Krishna indicated that he was hungry. So she put him on the lap and she started feeding him. So she gave him milk. And this again enhanced her feelings for Krishna. Because now, not only because of hearing the pastimes of Krishna, she remembered Krishna. But now Krishna has come and now he has given her Brahma Sparshanam. He is touching her. By suckling her milk, he is actually touching her. Who has that great benediction of being given the chance to be touched by the Lord? And that too in such affectionate manner as mother to child. This is the greatness of Mother Yashoda's devotion. So while she was seeing Krishna, she became very pleased and very happy. And Krishna also became very pleased because he was satisfied because he was hungry. And then the pot of milk that she had put aside, and that pot of milk was meant for Krishna, it started boiling over. So Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that she was anxious to make sure that the pot of milk was saved. Why? Not because of anything else, but because the pot of milk was meant for the satisfaction of Krishna. So what does she do? She puts Krishna down hurriedly, prematurely, and she runs into the kitchen. Now Krishna creates this scene, and very often you find that in devotional service we also have this situation. We have what we call competing spiritual interests, isn't it? There are two very important services, Prabhu. There are two important programs. If I don't go for this program, Prabhu gets insulted. If I go there for that program, you say, oh, you went for that, you didn't come here. Then it becomes very difficult. And sometimes devotees show transcendental anger to us also, isn't it? They get angry, Prabhu, you don't come to my house. I call you 100 times, you don't come. But you went to that person's house, you know, and you never told me you went there. So all these problems are there. In Krishna Leela also, she faced the same problem. Her problem was more direct. Why? Because Krishna was there in front of her. But the milk that was meant for him was in the kitchen. It was boiling. So what to do? In order to enhance her remembrance of Krishna, Krishna created a situation where she was anxious. What do I do? When one becomes anxious to execute service for Krishna, then the remembrance of Krishna becomes greater. Yes, it is in difficulty, but in that remembrance, the difficulty is gone. So Yashoda Mata has to make a call. And she does. What does she do? She runs to the kitchen. Actually, it's a very logical choice. Because otherwise, the pot of milk will boil over and it will spoil. Right? But her milk is always there for Krishna. So she went there and she takes the milk. But the moment she takes the milk, Krishna has not finished being milked. So he becomes upset. And when he becomes upset, he decides, let me throw a tantrum. And you know, when children at that age, they throw a tantrum, it's a big thing for them, isn't it? They throw things around, they shout, they scream, they want your attention. I'm sure mothers, you have seen your children, they all threw tantrums. We also threw tantrums to our parents. But very often, you know, we are told to ignore the tantrum. Then after a while, they quiet down. So here, Krishna decided, I want the attention of my mother. So what does he do? He breaks the pot of the pot of butter that she was churning, and all of it spilled on the ground. But after exhibiting his anger, which is very beautiful, Krishna book writes, because, you know, his cheeks became flushed, his eyes became very, very bright with anger, and he looked very angry. And at that point of time, he breaks it. And after he breaks it, he realizes, now mother will be angry with me, right? So what he does is, he runs back into the house, further in. Now when he runs inside, Mother Yashoda comes out. She's anxious because she had to stop the milk, and now she's anxious because she has to feed the child. This anxiety is transcendental because it's all about Krishna. So then at that point of time, she realizes Krishna has left. But there is a scene of crime. Why? Because there is so much butter being on the floor, it is all splattered. The pot has been broken. So at this point of time, most of us get angry, genuinely, you know, when our children give us trouble. But this child is not ordinary child, it's Krishna. So Mother Yashoda in Krishna book is very pertinent to note that Mother Yashoda actually smiles. She smiles, and you know what she says? she says, this boy is very intelligent. It's not congruent with what he does, you know. But she says, he's very intelligent. He knows now I will catch him, so he has run away. So Mother Yashoda never saw anything bad about Krishna. This is important for us in devotional service. When we come to devotional service, everything is good. Please don't see anything bad. If someone doesn't do a service very nicely, it's all right. We don't have to criticize the person, condemn the person. We should see the good that he did something. This is very important. Otherwise, what happens is we become critical in the name of devotional service. Yashoda Mata did not see the fault of Krishna. Actually, in her heart, she felt great bliss. You know, that he's very intelligent. After breaking, he did not hang around. If he hung around, he's not very smart. Because he knows what is coming, isn't it? But he's very intelligent because he has run away. He knows I'm going to get angry. Generally, we don't see that way. We don't say, oh, he broke the pot. You're such an intelligent child. No, we take the something to say, you cannot do this, you know. But Mother Yashoda saw it differently. That's why you see, for all the sadhus, that which looks bad is always good. That which looks like a reversal is never reversal. It's always a source of opportunity. I'm reading Ritasu's prayers now in Bhagavatam, and Ritasu says so nicely this point, you know, samanjas. Aham hare pada, what is it? Aham hare pada. Aham hare tava padaika mula. Dasa anudaso bhavitasmi bhuyaha. Manasmareta supate gunamste. Granita vakarma karotukaya. Nanaka prishtam nachaparameshtam. Nasarva bhaumam. Narasadipatyam na yoga siddhirapunar bhayam samanjasatva virahaya kamshe. Samanjasatva. This is very important. Vritasur was in so much difficulty because he was demon. And as demon, Krishna had sided Indra, that Indra will kill Vritasur. Imagine you are also devotee and another person is devotee. Now Krishna takes that person and says, you have to kill this devotee. You will feel very bad. But Vritasur did not feel bad. He said, this is good. Because why to live and take over Indra's position of occupying heaven? So Krishna's mercy is greater on me because he wants me killed. So the killing was not bad for Vritasur because he saw good. In the same way for Yashoda Mata, the mess that Krishna created was not a mess. It was good. This is the mood of devotees. If we can see good in someone, and we can see it in a devotee especially, I guarantee you on the pages of Bhagavatam, you will not be restless in devotional service. You will become very peaceful in devotional service. You see good, always good. So then Yashoda Mata trailed him inside. And now Krishna is seated on a mota. And the mota is upside down. He's got a good vantage point. And from there, he can reach all the pots of milk that are stored in the inner chambers of Nanda Maharaja's house. And there, Yashoda Mata sees a beautiful sight. Krishna is doing food for life distribution. Right? Possibly the first transcendental prasadam distribution that we hear of, you know. And it is in Krishna book. And Krishna is not feeding any normal personalities. He's feeding all the monkeys of Vrindavan. And these monkeys of Vrindavan have a very special relationship with Krishna. In the Damodar Leela, it's all about relationship. The first part of the Leela is about the relationship between Yashoda Mata and Krishna. How he has enhanced her remembrance of him. The second part of the Leela is about Krishna's relationship with the monkeys. These monkeys have no material qualification, nothing. As Hanumanji says, Na janmanunam. Mahato na saubhagam, navang na buddhi, na kriti stesha hetoho, tairyad vrishishta na pino vana kashash, chakara sakye bata lakshmana grajaha. This is the mood of the monkeys in Vrindavan also. Why? Because the monkeys in Vrindavan in the past, they were actually the same vanaras who fought with Lord Ram. Sastras tell us, that because they rendered such great service to Lord Ram, at the point when Lord Ram finishes his pastimes, he asked them for a benediction. And he told them that he is willing to give any material benediction in all the three worlds. But the monkeys say, we don't want anything from you, my lord, except that in the next life, wherever you are, let us take the opportunity to come back to serve you again. I remember my Guru Maharaj telling me that this should be the prayer of every disciple. That every disciple should pray that wherever his spiritual master leaves from this world, that we should continue the service where our spiritual masters are. In that way, we will always be eternally fixed under the guidance and the cool lotus feet of Guru. So in the same way, for the monkeys, their all in all was Ram. And in this life, their all in all was Krishna. And so the monkeys were so happy that Krishna took this opportunity in this Leela to reciprocate with them. So he was feeding them the butter. And of course, the butter is Krishna's property, because his devotees are also his property. So he took the butter generously and he was feeding everyone. And all the monkeys were highly happy. And then at that point of time, Yashoda Mata walks in. The monkeys see Yashoda Mata before Krishna sees. And of course, before anyone can know, monkeys are very fast, you know. They make a very quick exit. Now Krishna's back is towards the front of the door where Yashoda Mata has come in. And the moment he sees the monkeys have run away from that which they were eating very relishingly, he realizes now that mother is just behind me. Now when a child knows mother is coming to punish him, how does the child feel? The child feels very anxious and very fearful. And this is the most beautiful part of the Leela, because now Krishna exhibits fear. Amazing. It is really amazing. It is not Yashoda Mata who realizes how much greatness this is. It is Kunti Mata in Bhagavatam who realizes how amazing it is that Krishna can become fearful. Why? Because fear personified is fearful of Krishna. All the great demons of the world, they were always fearful of Krishna. That's why they wanted to kill Krishna. You will not kill Krishna unless you are fearful of him. This is the problem. So the demons were really, really fearful of Krishna. And yet, Yashoda Mata was not fearful. In fact, she was anxious to discipline Krishna because she was thinking, with all the complaints coming from Vrindavan Dham, when my son grows up, he'll be a thief. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki. So they would all become very anxious. So, I mean, Yashoda Mata was very anxious because she was afraid that will my boy grow up to be a juvenile delinquent? You know, will he have bad habits, you know, stealing from people? Because we know when children start stealing when they are young, somewhere they will steal someplace. So she was really afraid. So she had the best mood to serve Krishna. And in that way, she decided, now I have to discipline Krishna. And when Krishna saw that now he is going to be caught by mother, he got off the mota and he started running out of the house. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, Krishna ran to all the corners of the house. You read? He says he ran to all the corners. So he didn't actually just run straight, you know. He ran to every corner of the house. And Yashoda Mata's house is a big house. Now Yashoda Mata was thinking that I will catch him. And she had a stick in her hand. And that stick particularly was terrifying to Krishna. Imagine, Jarasan tried 17 times to invade the fortress of Dwarka. And he tried it with a variety of weapons. Krishna was not even bothered any time. He just fought and he fought and he fought. Mother Yashoda has a stick. And now Krishna is terrified. He's running and running. And as he runs, he's very fearful. And Mother Yashoda in her heart is thinking, you know, that let me catch this boy. And she's smiling to herself because she's relishing this. Now as she's running, she's again endeavoring. And this is the second point of Damodar Leela. One is relationships, but the other is endeavor. Yashoda Mata endeavored and endeavored and endeavored. And the more she endeavored, the more Krishna reciprocated. She endeavored in churning, he reciprocated. Now she endeavors in running, and he is going to reciprocate. As she runs, Bhagavatam says, you know, she was a bit heavy, on the heavy side. So as she was running and running, Krishna is very light. In her mind, she was thinking, very easy to catch this boy now. In just a matter of minutes, I will catch Krishna. But it wasn't. Because all the corners of the house she chased, and all the corners Krishna was away. And she was becoming tired. And this is amazing also. Because Kale Avana in Krishna book was a demon. And he wanted to capture Krishna. And he thought that when Jarasan was attacking, I will come from the flanks and I will attack Krishna. Krishna sent Balaram to fight Jarasandha, and Krishna said, I will take on Kalayavan. So he comes out, and Kalayavan is on his chariot, you know. And Krishna comes out, and they see each other for the first time. So Kalayavana is fighter by nature, always finding trouble. Demon nature is to find trouble. Godly nature is to find good. You find all the demons in Krishna book, they had one particular common characteristic. They were always finding trouble. So as devotees, if we are finding trouble, then we are not devotees. We are demons. If we walk into somebody's house and we find trouble with the person, then we are just like Kalayavana. Kalayavana walked to Dwarka not to worship Krishna. He went there to find trouble with Krishna. This is the problem. So as devotees, we should be very careful not to criticize and not to find trouble. This is a very, very important point. So Kalayavana now thinks Krishna is coming. But Krishna does something strange. Instead of coming on his chariot to fight him, he drops all his weapons, gets off the chariot and starts walking towards Kalayavana. Kalayavana thinks, maybe Krishna wants a hand-to-hand battle. So wrestling is fine. I am a good wrestler, you know. I will fight Krishna hand-to-hand. Krishna walks almost up to him and he walks past him. Now Kalayavana is laughing. Oh, so now I know. This Krishna is a coward. Instead of fighting with me, when he came close, he saw how much muscles I have. Now he decides, better I run away. So Kalayavana now starts running after Krishna. Mother Yashoda ran after Krishna. Kalayavana ran after Krishna. But Kalayavana did not run after Krishna with the heart filled with devotion. Bhagavatam tells us he ran after Krishna with a heart filled with a lack of devotion. Only criticism and lack of faith. And he had P-E-A. He had pride, he had envy, and therefore he had anger. These were the three things that allowed him to chase Krishna. But these three things are completely absent in Mother Yashoda. She had no pride in her heart. Instead of pride, there was only the mood to serve my son. There was no envy of Krishna, because for her, Krishna was hers. So whatever Krishna is, he's the greatest. And I'm nothing before Krishna. That was always her mood. And because pride and envy are not there, so Bhagavatam says anger is absent. When we become angry with someone, it is 99% because we are envious and we are proud. We may not accept it in the heart, but this is Bhagavatam and this is Shastra. You have to deal with it. If you can't accept it, then you deal with it. But the fact is, whether you are in family or whether you are not in family, when you become angry with a person, especially when you're angry and you know in your heart you're not angry because you are a well-wisher, then the anger is only there because of pride and because of envy. Kalayavana was filled with that. So as he ran and came very close to Krishna, just at the point when he thought he would catch Krishna, Krishna just disappeared and he was 1 mile away. So he would just catch thin air and Krishna would be in front. And Kalayavana was becoming tired. This Krishna is much more difficult to catch than I thought. But Krishna walks into a cave. And Kalayavana thought, I'm demon. You know, when demons, Rakshasas, traditionally their powers grow in darkness. So he thought, in the cave, I have X-ray vision. Krishna doesn't have that. I will catch this and I will definitely win. But right in the cave, he ran and ran into the cave and came to a confluence, a junction. And there he found a figure enclosed in a shroud. So he thought, this is Krishna. What someone calls the Supreme Personality of Godhead is nothing but a coward, lying down and pulling a shroud or a blanket over him. You know, sometimes when we sleep, we pull it across our head, isn't it? So this is how it looked, you know, it was really up there. Maybe there were mosquitoes in the cave, I don't know. But that's how the figure was. So he thought, all right, now better I just, you know, show Krishna who's boss here. So he kicks Krishna, he kicks the figure, you know, the shroud. And instead of Krishna, he sees a very matted looking personality that looks like a sage. And this person is actually a very great king. His name is Muchukunda. And his story is also very interesting because he went to sleep because after so many years of fighting battle for the demigods, the devatas, he got the boon that he's very tired and he needed a bit of sleep. Sometimes when I read this part, I think, you know, if we could get this boon, it would be very nice. Imagine Indra told him, you fought very hard. What do you want? He says, I want to sleep for a long time. You know, we should get that also, but we don't get that boon. So what happened was he slept, but he had one benediction. Muchukunda was a great noble king and he was a devotee at heart. And he said that, should my sleep be disturbed, then the person who has disturbed me, he must perish. But should my sleep be disturbed, I should also have the benediction of Krishna. It's a very difficult benediction, you know, that the person who disturbed me must go and I must have benediction of Krishna. But there is nothing impossible for Krishna. Krishna has this amazing way of managing all the leelas and satisfying everyone. Because he is self-satisfied. This is an important point. Paripurna kamam. This is very important. Those who are fully satisfied in their hearts, only they can satisfy others. You just think about it. If you come in touch with devotees who are very paripurna kamam, their nature is they don't want anything and they are very satisfied to serve. In that company of devotees, you find you are never restless. You are inspired. If you are restless in the company of devotees, then you have PEA. Then you are proud and you are envious of them. That is why you are disturbed. So Kaliyavana was in that mode. Muchukunda get up and says, who dares disturb my sleep? And with the power of his austerities, he just turned this Kaliyavana demon into ashes. And the moment he turned him into ashes, in front of him standing was the beautiful darshan of the Lord. So the Lord gave Kaliyavana death and destruction. Why? Because Kaliyavana was not running after Krishna to serve him. He was running after Krishna on the basis of pride and false ego. So when we run after Krishna and when we have in devotional service pride and ahankar, that pride destroys us. Krishna doesn't have to destroy us. The pride itself will destroy us. And that is why we become disengaged in devotional service. That's why we become disillusioned in devotional service. That's why sometimes we lose the fire of devotional service. Because we have not put our heart into the devotional service. It has become a formality, a ritual. I have to wake Krishna up. Namodaman, I have to light the lamp. Don't light the lamp. All the beautiful bonuses of bhakti doesn't come. So we have to light the lamp. That is not with heart. That is just because I have to do it. So Yashoda Mata was not like that. So now Yashoda Mata is chasing Krishna. And she is endeavoring very hard. But Krishna now finally is fearful. He is very fearful. He finally allows himself to be caught. And Yashoda Mata is wondering at this beautiful scene in Bhagavatam. Because when he is caught, he doesn't triumphantly look at Mother. In fact, if you see the beautiful deity of Mother and Yashoda Mata and Krishna, you find that Krishna is fearful. And he's so fearful that his shark-shaped earrings are rattling. He's so fearful that the tears are coming from his eyes and the mascara that he has is being smeared away. In Krishna book particularly, as I was reading today, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna actually rubs his eyes. He rubs his eyes and then the mascara is falling away also. So you put that and then you put Damodar Ashtakam together, there is more information from the Sastras about what Krishna was actually doing. And after rubbing his eyes, he became very fearful. Now Mother Yashoda is thinking in her heart, you know, that my poor boy is now too fearful. I don't want to make him so fearful. Better I put the stick down. So she puts the stick down, no corporal punishment. So she's hoping that she will not fearfully induce Krishna to become disciplined. But she's thinking, I still need to discipline him. Now what to do? So then she decides, let me bind him. If I bind him, you know, then for a while he'll understand he should not do this again. So now, first she catches Krishna, which is amazing to the yogis and to the demons. Now she's going to bind Krishna, which is unheard of in the whole history of any pastime of Krishna. So very innocently she takes the ropes and she puts Krishna next to the mota. And she thinks he's not very obese or anything. Krishna is a little bit round in the belly, right? But he's not obese, so I don't need big, large rope, you know. So she ties. But when she ties and she's about to get the ropes to end together, she finds they are 2 inches short. Again, she takes all the ropes, and again it is short. And again, she takes all the ropes available in the house, and again it is short. Now, for the third time in the Leela, Mother Yashoda is perspiring. First she perspired at the start of the Leela. Then she ran and ran and she was perspiring. Now she is tying the rope and she is perspiring. And she is thinking, today is a very difficult day. I am running and running. Diwali, you know, all the new clothes are gone. And I am endeavoring. But I can't tie Krishna. Now Krishna is standing there. And he is seeing his mother. And he is thinking, how wonderful my mother is. She is doing all this without any motive except that I am her child. There is no feeling that I am somebody great. There's no feeling that if I do this, I will bind Krishna. Now, you know, I'm really up there. Nothing like that, you know. So that is why Kunti Mata says in Bhagavatam, Gopya dade tvai kritaga siddhamatava yate dashashu kalilanjana sambramaksham vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya stitasya samam vimohayati bhi apiyat bibheti. This is the only verse in whole Bhagavatam besides the 10 canto rendition of this shloka that directly refers to this pastime of Krishna. This is the what we call the classical verse that Jiva Goswami refers to when he describes Damodar Leela. So it's a very important verse for us. It's in 1.8.31 of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there the translation is very nice. The translation is, my dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. And she ends by saying, that sight is bewildering to me. So Prabhupada writes that Yashoda Mata's love for Krishna is considered actually even higher than the love of Kunti Mata. Because Kunti Mata could see that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Yashoda Mata could only see Krishna as her child. This is the difference. Her heart was so immersed in her service as mother that she could not see anything else but that Krishna is my child. It was not artificial. It was completely an immersion of devotional service. This is something that we can take up in our devotional service. That when we do our sadhana, when we do our chanting, when we do our reading, when we do our studies, when we do the services, we do it with full heart. We should become consumed and overwhelmed by the service. That is very important. If we are not consumed by devotional service, we will be consumed by material service. If we are not overwhelmed by sadhana, we will be overwhelmed by material nature. Better to be overwhelmed by sadhana than to be overwhelmed by material nature. This is very important. Prabhus who have just come from Salem, I did not have the good fortune of seeing them the last few days. But the feedback from the devotees was such beautiful classes, so much of heart in the presentation that they did. And I know devotees who know them. And they all tell me that they are so immersed in their service. This is the mood that we have to learn from. And this is why for Krishna, Yashoda Mata's Leela was so pleasurable. And that's why fear personified could not catch Krishna. All the great yogis for thousands of years could not bind Krishna. But now Krishna decided, I will allow Yashoda Mata to bind me. The word Prabhupada uses in Krishna book is really nice. He says, Krishna submitted himself to Yashoda Mata. He submitted himself. Why? Because Yashoda Mata submitted her life to him. This is the exchange between devotees. Krishna submits, the devotee submits. Devotee submits, Krishna submits. So the question for us in devotional service is, how much submissive are we to the practice of devotional service? How much are we ready to give our life to Krishna? To the extent that we give our life to Krishna, to that extent Krishna is bound. Krishna is always with us. That is the point. And Prabhupada quotes, Ye yata mam prabhadyante tam stataiva bhajami aham in Krishna book. He quotes 4.11 in Krishna book to say this is a reciprocation between Krishna and his devotees. And this is a reciprocation between devotees and devotees, our spiritual masters and disciples. This is the mood of Vaishnava culture. So now he agrees to be bound. And the 2 inches short rope suddenly became all right. And sastras tell us these 2 inches are the most important qualifications in devotional service. One is endeavor. An endeavor, so much endeavor Yashoda Mata did. How can we falter for not endeavoring? She was endeavoring and endeavoring and endeavoring. And one wonders, you know, where were the others when all this was happening? Because she was really working very hard. And finally, the endeavor came on the basis of mercy of the Lord. So our endeavor in devotional service can only succeed when it attracts Krishna's mercy. Very important point. If you read 3.7.12 of Srimad Bhagavatam, very nicely Kapila Dev, no, it's actually Maitreya. Maitreya's discussions with Vidura is there. And he says this point. Savai Nivritti Dharmena Vasudevanukampaya Bhagavad Bhakti Yogena Tirodhatte Iha Shanai. If you check 3.7.12, this is the only verse in Bhagavatam that directly addresses the age-old problem of how not to identify with this body. It's the only verse in Bhagavatam. In this verse, the solution is given. And what is the solution? It is stated nicely that one can gradually lose the sense of identifying with the body only in one way, by endeavoring in the process of devotional service. In what mode? In the mode of detachment. Savai Nivritti Dharmena. Nivritti means to become detached. Detached from what? Detached from material life. But Savai Nivritti Dharmena, to become attached to spiritual life. So the less we become attached to matter, the more we become attached to spirit. So daily we should ask ourselves, how many activities of ours is attached to spirit? And how many activities of ours is attached to matter? Just do an exercise. And from there we will know why we are disturbed and why we are not disturbed. The facts are there before us. You can count. You will know if there are 10 activities of matter and 1 activity of spirit. How do you expect to be peaceful in devotional service? Don't blame Krishna. Don't blame Prabhupada. Don't blame the books. We only have ourselves to blame, because our heart is not in it. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. The heart is not in it. This is the point for us to understand. So therefore now, endeavor is there. Vasudevanu kampaya. This devotional service will gradually take us away from this concept of I am body. How? By devotional service, by the causeless mercy of Krishna. So this 3.7.12 is the answer to the 2 inches of the ropes. If you read 3.7.12 very carefully, the whole formula is given for Damodar Leela. How to come out. That's why Yashoda Mata was not on bodily platform. Because her devotional service was in the mode of detachment. Detachment from what is interesting for me, but attachment to being completely subordinate to the interest of the Supreme Lord. This is the key. And Prabhupada writes in that part of Krishna book that because the devotees behave this way, this is an amazing statement. Prabhupada says, Krishna becomes subordinate to the interests of the devotees. Amazing. But this is the qualification of why Yashoda Mata could finally tie Krishna. In this pastime, whole Bhagavatam is there actually. Whole Bhagavatam is there. And when that happens, Yashoda Mata thinks, I've done my part. And Krishna's, Lord Krishna's pastime with mother ends in Krishna book. But when Yashoda Mata goes, Krishna is up to mischief. And he thinks now, my Leela is not over in this. Because now he thinks, mother thinks that she has actually disciplined me. But factually speaking, who can discipline me? Isn't it true? Who can hold Krishna down? Nobody can hold Krishna. Kavim Puranam Anusasitaram Anoraniyam Samanusmareyaha Sarvasya Data Ramachinta Rupam Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parasa. 8.7 of Bhagavad Gita. It's a beautiful verse. There, the greatness of Krishna is given. There, very nicely, Prabhupada translates. One should meditate upon the Supreme Person. And who is the Supreme Person? He is one who knows everything. He is one who is the oldest. He is one who is the controller. He is one who is smaller than the smallest. He is one who maintains everything. He is one who is beyond all material conceptions. And he is one who cannot be conceived. And he is one who is always a person. One who is like luminous as the sun. And finally, he is transcendental beyond this material nature. That's why Prabhupada says in Krishna book, Yashoda Mata was able to bind Krishna because beyond she was beyond the range of her senses. She was using her senses in the service of the Lord. That is the only way to actually have Krishna in the heart. Now Krishna says, let me now show mother that though she has bound me, I cannot be bound. So what does he do? He starts crawling towards this beautiful pair of Yamal Arjuna trees in the courtyard. And as he goes through that tree, the mota which is up, vertical, turns horizontal. And like a baby crawls, you know, he crawls with the mota behind. Huge mota, but it's Krishna. So Krishna is nothing. And as he pulls the mota right in between the trees, there is a bit of resistance because the trees are huge. And you know, trees are very powerful, isn't it? If you try, though I don't recommend, try driving your car into a tree, right? Highly unrecommended, but try driving your car into a tree. Nothing happens to the tree, yeah? But everything happens to the car. Your car is finished. Finished. Because tree is powerful. But Krishna is so powerful that just with a gentle drag and push, both trees, Yamal Arjuna trees, they fell with a crash, and two beautiful luminous beings, they came. They bow before Krishna and then they reveal who they are. They are the two sons of Kuber. Their names Nalakuvera and Manigriva. And they say that, my Lord, you are so kind to us. For thousands of years we have been in this courtyard. Why? Because long time ago, in the lake of Mandakini, in Kailash province of Lord Shiva, we were just sporting around in intoxication. Not just intoxication of beverage, but intoxication of false prestige. Thinking we are the sons of the treasurers of the devatas, why should we work? If your father was treasurer, you don't have to work basically. You can stay unemployed blissfully, right? You're gainfully unemployed, as they say it. So they were also like that, nothing to do in their life, no engagement. So what do? They just sported around, they just wasted their time, and they were intoxicated beyond reproach, sporting in a lake with no clothes on with the ladies. When Narada Muni passes by, while the ladies have the decency to put on clothes, these two gentlemen were not gentlemen. They came out in front of Narada Muni without clothes, intoxicated and completely in embarrassment of material nature. Narada Muni's heart melted and he thought, I must somehow save these two. Only way is that they must see Krishna. So then he curses them. But his curse is always blessing. Remember at the start of our discussion, we said, devotees see good in everything and devotees do good for everything. So when a devotee gets angry with us, don't feel it as anger. You should take it as the mercy of devotees. Of course, that doesn't mean all of you go around and become angry with everyone. I'm just saying it from the perspective that someone becomes angry with us, then we should take it as, no, it is actually very good for us. It is good for us. So in this case, Narada Muni cursed them that since you don't want to wear clothes, better you become trees. Because trees don't need clothes. And they became, suddenly from intoxication, they became very conscious. And this is also material life, you know. You're intoxicated until you're cursed. When Maya slaps come, then we wake up. And when Narada Muni slapped them with a curse, then they woke up. And they prayed, please, please, Narada, you're a great personality. Curse us, but find a way to deliver us from the curse. And Narada, of course, knew that was going to happen. So he said, you will be born as trees. But you will be born as trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And for 1,000 years you will be there until such time that the Lord will deliver you. Now when Narada said this, he had not consulted Krishna. Important point, huh? He didn't consult Krishna. He didn't call, wait, hold on. Krishna, can I put these two trees in your courtyard? 1,000 years later, can you come and exhibit some potency? I'm going to send them over to you, you know, please deliver them. No such thing. Because the telephone exchange between pure devotees and Krishna is again Tvam Paribhavita Hrit Saroja. It is a matter of the heart. The moment in the heart a pure devotee prays to give mercy, that is immediately linked to Krishna. Krishna ticks it off and says, okay, this one I got to watch for. I got to do something about this. So 1,000 years later, Krishna never forgot the promise that Narada did for these devotees. And he decided that he will deliver them. Why? Because his devotee had promised. Krishna always delivers the promise of his devotees. He's ready to break his promise as he did with Bhishma Dev. But other devotees' promise he always keeps. Always keeps. So now he says very beautifully, and I end with this. He tells in Krishna book, my dear Nalakuvera and Manigriva, actually I have nothing to do with you. It's there. Prabhupada writes, actually I have nothing to do with you. In other words, you know, if not for Narada Muni, you and I will not meet. Because you are in material illusion and I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have other leelas to do. But because that great devotee and my great devotee Narada was praying for you, it has become my duty now to act on his promise to deliver you. And this is the other part of the leela that's important. This is the relationship between the Lord and his pure devotees. And this is how we take the mercy of Krishna. We may not be qualified to approach Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada says we are definitely not qualified. But we follow the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi Bhartuhu Pada Kamalayo Das Anu Das Anu Das. This is our mood. That we are not qualified to approach Krishna, but at least we can serve the devotees of Krishna. Nalakuvera and Manigriva did was not serve Narada Muni. They appeared without any clothes in front of Narada Muni actually. They didn't even serve him. And yet they were delivered. Just imagine if we were to serve a devotee. Deliverance is assured. Just by them cursing, they went back, they saw Krishna. And if we don't get their curse but get their blessings, how much more we will get to see Krishna? This is the point of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam tells us this point. So, through the agency and mercy of devotees, we come to Krishna. And in that way, in one beautiful leela, Krishna delivered the two sons of Nalakuvera and Manigriva, and he fulfilled the desire of Mother Yashoda to serve him as the mother. And he did this both only in one way, because of his heart, which was already subordinate to the desires of his great devotees. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Shri Shri Damodar Leela ki. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Gurudev ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Adani Ananda Gauri Vaishnavinda ki. Are there any questions? Some realizations from Prabhu's. I'm sorry I took the class, Prabhu. You should have taken class. You know? Inspiration is because of association. And you must come every year now. Whatever happens, please come. Please come. Please come. Any questions, devotees? So please remember 3911. Tvam bhakti yoga paribhavita hrit saroja. Ase sutikshita pato nanunata pumsam. We can see Krishna by hearing about him. So let us hear Damodara Ashtakam. Are we ready, Prabhu, to do Damodara Ashtakam? Jai Shri Shri Damodar Ashtakam ki. In the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodara and daily recite the prayer known as Damodara Ashtakam, which has been spoken by the sage Satyavrata and which attracts Lord Damodara.
Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundahalam Gokule Brajamanam
Namamishwaram Satchidananda Rupam Lasat Kundahalam Gokule Brajamanam
Yashoda Biyolu Kaladavamanam Param Rishtaha Matyan Tato Drutya Gopya
Yashoda Biyolu Kaladavamanam
रुदन्तं मुहुर्नेत्रा युग्मं मृजन्तं पराम्बुजयुग्मेन सातङ्कनेत्रम् मुहुश्वासकं पात्रिरेखाकण्ठ स्थितरैवं दामोदरं भक्तिपादम् मुहुश्वासकं पात्रिरेखाकण्ठ स्थितरैवं दामोदरं भक्तिवाहकम् इति दृक्स्वलीलाभिरानन्दकुन्दे स्वघोषं निमज्जन्तम् अध्यापयन्तम् मदीयेषितानेषु भक्तैर्जितार्थम् पुनः प्रेमहतस्तं सखा वृति वन्दे अहं देवः मोक्षं न मोक्षमधीन्न न चान्यं वृणेऽहं वरिषदपीह इदं देव पूर्णाथ गोपाल बालं सदा मे मनस्या विरसां हि मन्ये जय बाल गोपाल की इदं देव पूर्णाथ गोपाल बालं सदा मे मनस्या विरसां हि मन्ये इदं ते मुखाम्बोजम् अत्यन्तनीलै मृतं कुन्तलै स्निग्धरक्तैश्च भोग्याः मुहुश्चुम्बितं बिम्बरपादरं मे मनस्या विरासम् अलं लक्षलाभे मुहुश्चुम्बितं बिम्बरपादरं मे मनस्या विरासम् अलं लक्षलाभे नमो देवः दामोदरानन्द विष्णु प्रसीद प्रभो दुःख जलाभिमग्नम् जय दामोदर जी की जय कृपा दृष्टि वृष्याति दिनं बतानु ग्रहानेश मामज्ञं मे दक्षि दृशया कृपा दृष्टि वृष्याति दिनं बतानु ग्रहानेश मामज्ञं मे दक्षि दृशया कुहेरात्मजौ बादमुद्यैव याद वयमोचितौ भक्ति भजौ कृतौ च तथा प्रेम भक्ति स्वकं मे प्रयच्च न मोक्षे ग्रहो मे स्थिरमोदरे तथा प्रेम भक्ति स्वकं मे प्रयच्च न मोक्षे ग्रहो मे स्थिरमोदरेह नमस्ते स्तु धाम्ने स्फुरदीप्ति धाम्ने त्वदीयोदराय विश्वस्य धाम्ने जय यशोद दामोदर जी की नमस्ते स्तु धाम्ने स्फुरदीप्ति धाम्ने त्वदीयोदराय विश्वस्य धाम्ने नमो राधिकायाय त्वदीया प्रियाय नमो नन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्यम् नमो राधिकायाय त्वदीया प्रियाय नमो नन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्या श्रीमती राधारानी की नमो राधिकायाय त्वदीया प्रियाय नमो नन्तलीलाय देवाय तुभ्या हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Bo! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bo! Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Yashoda Damodara Yashoda Damodara Yashoda Damodara Yashoda Damodara Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Shri Radhe Jaya Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham Vrindavana Dham, Jaya Vrindavana Dham. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Nithai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Gurudev Jaya Jaya Gurudev
Jai Shri Yashoda Damodar Ji Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Bhumi Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Kartik Mas Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhav Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Neela Madhav Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahi Ki Jai Shri Shigor Nitai Ki Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri La Gurudev Ki Ananta Kori Vaishnavrinda Ki Nitai Gora Premanande So Hare Krishna, thank you all for coming. Tomorrow in the evening, Monday, 24th October, we will have the Rangini Ketan group. They are the cultural group from Manipur and they have been performing around the world. They are actually coming to the center tomorrow and they will be performing in the evening. So my humble request to all of you is not to miss them. Those of us who have had the fortune of seeing them, they are an amazing group. They are all disciples of His Holiness Sripad Maharaj. And tomorrow is also going to be an observance of Sripad Maharaj's Vyasa Puja. So all of you are cordially invited. Please invite as many devotees as you can to the center. There will be a few drummers and wonderful kirtan going on for the Rangini Ketan. It's a It's a beautiful spiritual cultural performance. And we will have a video set up downstairs also, so that in case they need space, we don't have so much space, we have devotees upstairs and devotees downstairs. And then after that, we invite everyone on behalf of disciples of Sripad Maharaj for a wonderful feast, because it will be in observance of Sripad Maharaj's Vyas Puja. So I believe there will be a Vyas Puja offering. There will be some Saradava also. So it's a very auspicious occasion, and it's happening right in the middle of Kartik Mass. So, and the best part is, you know, we're not paying tickets to go and see them. Today their show is at the Esplanade. And of course, you know, they are performing it as a performance. They and Sripad Maharaj were the first to have come through Singapore on an invitation of the Singapore government way back in 1994-95. Sripad Maharaj was welcomed by the Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong at that time. And he was the guest of honor, Goh Chok Tong, Mr. Goh Chok Tong. And we had an amazing festival at that time, because Rangini Ketan opened the arts festival. And since then, they have been traveling around the world. They're an amazing group. So please come and see them. And tomorrow we'll have Ajit Prabhu. He's one of the most senior disciples of Sripad Maharaj. And he will be there personally to lead the Kirtan. And if you hear him, it's just like hearing Sripad Maharaj. It's amazing. And he had so much association of Sripad Maharaj. So we'll be very fortunate. So please don't miss this opportunity. You know, finish up your work as early as you can tomorrow and come and see them and come and take prasadam and come and hear the glories of Maharaj. Thank you very much. And thank you, Prabhus, for having come through Salem. I'm sure all of you benefited by hearing them over this weekend. I'm going to spend just a few minutes discussing with them how the Singapore Yatra can be of more help. And I think that's very important. You know? And we pray that you keep coming and keep giving us your association. We always welcome devotees, you know, who come in saffron. Because in Singapore, you know, there is no saffron. Hopefully there will be saffron in the heart, but by seeing devotees who are so fired up in Krishna consciousness, then we also become more fired up. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other announcements?
Next week, Sunday, is Deepavali, so we won't have Sengkang program. So please spend your time with your family, friends. And following week, after Deepavali, I'll let you know via WhatsApp where will be the program. So we continue as usual after next week. So I expect everybody to be present the following Sunday.
So Saturday, of course, is the public holiday Diwali, right? And the local Singaporeans also observe Diwali on that day with our families. But we will be at the center. And we will have a Diwali program as usual, Damodar Leela, and we will have a program in the center on Saturday. Sunday morning is the Vaishnava calendar Diwali. So you're always welcome to the center, where we will also light lamps. And since Monday is Govardhan Puja, right, the following week, Monday is Govardhan Puja, not this Monday, but following Monday. On Sunday, we will most likely do the Govardhan Puja lecture, the class on the glories of Govardhan Puja. Because on Monday, we are actually going to have Govardhan Puja this year, most likely at a larger venue. And this year, because it's the 50th anniversary, Saibiya Mataji and a few devotees wanted to make a huge Govardhan. And we wanted more space to be around. And we also had the desire to take Prabhupada on Parikram around Govardhan. So that would be an amazing opportunity, because Prabhupada actually wanted to do that. You know, he expressed a great desire to do it towards the end of his time in this material world. So Saibiya Mataji came up with this wonderful idea that we should try and bring Prabhupada amidst ecstatic kirtan for Govardhan Leela. So we're going to confirm the venue very shortly. And once we do that, we'll let everyone know. And if you can take time off on Monday to come and help the devotees, you know, and set up everything, it'll be a wonderful preaching effort also. So we have wonderful programs coming on. And then, of course, on 4th November, Friday, is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. So that will be very grandly celebrated to remember Srila Prabhupada. And to remember that while he lived, he also taught us how to leave this world. So that's a very important topic for us to remember. Hare Krishna.
So before we invite everyone for prasad, we would like to thank His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu, his mother and wife, for arranging and hosting this program by very, very loudly chanting,
Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
We also thank His Grace Devkinandan Prabhu. He was traveling, and instead of all the so-called tiredness, because I don't know whether Prabhu really get tired. Even if he would have come at 6 p.m., he would be here by 6:30 p.m. So anyway, let us thank him also from the bottom of our heart by very loudly chanting
Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
We also thank Suhasini Mataji, Har Prabhu, Rati Mataji, Vani Mataji for coordinating the Damodar Puja. Next week, no Singkang program. Following week, we continue as usual. I know everybody must be hungry, but I'll just take 5 more minutes. Today, we are also celebrating the memorial of disappearance of His Grace Srinathji Prabhu. Some of us have met him. He was there in center also once to give class. He was also there in Singkang 2 times to give class. And he's one of the very senior member of our whole society worldwide. He was the one who took Srila Prabhupada from Mumbai, his place to, Juhu to Juhu, Bombay airport when Prabhupada left the last time. And then Prabhupada went to Delhi and then to Vrindavan, and then Prabhupada didn't come ever again. He has served Srila Prabhupada's mission so much that the words are not enough. In fact, when he was about to get initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Maharaj said that it will be honor to serve him. Maharaj said, he is senior to me in age, he is senior to me in from the devotional service point of view also. He has got Prabhupada's association much more than me, so it will be honor to have him, as I will be very much grateful to serve him. And he is the one I have seen personally. His mother got connected with Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada and Guru Radhanath Maharaj. He himself, his son, both the son and daughter, and then the fourth generation, they are also connected with Maharaj. So when he was giving his offering, you know, practically he was crying that, you know, this is mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that how all the four generation, they are connected with the mission of Srila Prabhupada. He was such a influential person that one time in his he was one of the trustee of Radha Gopinath temple, and also he was trustee of various other institutes, and one of the institute was the college in Nadiad in Rajasthan, in Gujarat. So the chief minister of Gujarat a few years back, not even before Narendra Modi, the chief minister of Gujarat, Govind Prabhu said that he was a nice guy, the chief minister. If Govind Prabhu says nice guy, it must be. So anyway, the chief minister of Gujarat approached Srinathji Prabhu and said that, please help my son so that he studies well. So Srinathji Prabhu actually, he called him, and Govind Prabhu said, I won't tell you what he said, but he actually took his class. 15 minutes he spent, and every 15 days he would call this boy from Mumbai to Nadiad and understand what he is doing in his studies. And the chief minister was very happy that after a few months he was actually doing very good in his studies, the child. So what I wanted to say, that he was good with everybody. He was good with everybody, the youngsters like 16 years old, 17 years old kids also, or 20, 25 years old brahmacharis also. So he was comfortable with everybody. He was there for marriage of me and my wife, or Mamini, when we got married, he was there to bless us on the marriage day. And personally, he was my bossanu, bossanu, bossanu boss. But see, he came. I mean, for him, I was like negligible, nothing in the whole organization, just an ordinary accountant. But he still came and blessed me. So I just pray, let us pray for him. And we may not know, but definitely our whole society worldwide is going to miss him. He was a big member of TOVP fund collection also. He was the first one after Amrish Prabhu to donate $1 million for the whole project. So thank you very much. Today is also very auspicious day. Is the appearance day of Radha Kund. So you all can meditate on Radha Kund. Much information is already given on WhatsApp. kindly read. It's a very auspicious day. If you don't have Radhakund water, please come to my place. I have not got it here. Few drops you should. Yeah, today is Bahulashtami. So it's not coincident, Krishna Chandra. Yeah. Thank you. So we should take bath today. So I request everyone.
Can we have some here or
in that.
We are serving here.
So on behalf of Krishna Chandra Prabhu and family, we invite everyone to honor this. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Get up. Who's pushing my head?
Thank you.
No problem, I want you to go. I don't
see your room.
Yo sabía que era
Thank you.